policy to order. Committee, as we finished our work, as we were here before, we had just finished a public hearing on House Bill 4026. Now we're going to go into work session on House Bill 4026, and we're going to be looking at the Dash 2 amendments. Representative Hass, if you'd come forward, please. Notice the Dash 2 amendments are a combination of the Dash 1s that were presented by Representative Menace and the Dash 2s, which are about to be presented. Representative, good evening.
Good evening, Mr. Chairman, members of the committee. My name is Representative Mark Hass from House District 27. Today I want to draw your attention to a very specific component of the emerging bioscience industry, which is biomanufacturing. A lot of interests have been working to advance this industry in Oregon, including higher education, bioscience, the State Economic and Community Development Department, and the Finance and Investment Community. The task force proposed in these amendments before you would seek to strategically coordinate all of these interests around our state and explore building a contract biomanufacturing facility in our state. Biomanufacturing utilizes bioscience research and development to commercially produce scientific remedies in the form of pharmaceuticals. Companies who are already pursuing the R&D phase of this are interested in siting a biological contract manufacturing organization facility in Oregon. By retaining the research, development, and manufacturing phases here in Oregon, obviously the bioscience industry could create hundreds and hundreds of jobs. Currently, the ability of American biotech companies to produce their products is limited by a shortfall in manufacturing capacity. The U.S. does not have enough manufacturing facilities to keep up with growth in this industry. Today, the 10 approved remedies in the market utilize almost 90% of the capacity. Over the next several years, 50 more remedies will be approved, yet there is no place to manufacture these products. Oregon is uniquely situated to take advantage of this opportunity because we have access to graduates in this field and because there are no contract manufacturing facilities operating on the entire West Coast. We can benefit in many ways. First, our state currently has experience with the high-tech sector, and similar regulations for that industry also apply to the biotech sector, expediting the planning and building processes required. Oregon State University currently offers a bioprocess engineering degree, and graduates currently leave the state to find jobs. These people obviously could now find employment in Oregon, allowing the state to add these highly trained workers to our tax base. The biotechnology CMO industry is clean and green. Continuously renewable sources of bioproducts produce much less of a demand on scarce natural resources. Finally, the biomanufacturing project under consideration would be privately financed, but could take advantage of many state programs offered through OECDD. I really believe, committee, it is in the best interest of our state's economic future to assist in the development of this industry in Oregon, and that's why this bill seeks to instruct the Oregon Economic and Community Development Department to create a bioscience task force to specifically explore building a contract biomanufacturing facility in Oregon.
Thank you. Any questions for the representative? Representative Cruz.
Well, thank you, Mr. Chair. Representative Haas, I guess we have had discussions about going in this direction, and that was what we gave OHSU the bonding authority for, so I'm wondering if that wouldn't be the more appropriate center for this discussion rather than OECDD.
Well, what we have, Representative Cruz, experienced is that you have OHSU doing some recruiting calls. At the same time, you have Portland Development Commission doing recruiting calls. At the same time, you have the state doing calls, and while everybody is well-intentioned, there is no coordinated statewide strategy to put all of these interested parties together.
Follow-up. I guess, and I support this concept. I absolutely do. I think that, but clearly, the Center for Biotech Research in the state of Oregon should be OHSU. That was the decision we made. And I guess my concern is for them not being the central focus of any statewide development plan is somewhat short-sighted.
Representative, I know that not everyone totally agrees that they should be in Portland or Gresham or Corvallis, and there is some disagreement on that point, but I still believe, and maybe this would be one of the functions of the task force to explore what sites make the most sense, but I still believe a coordinating strategy is needed here from a statewide perspective.
And just one more follow-up, if I could. You know, I've had many conversations with Dr. Kohler about this, and clearly this is something that would be statewide, because they don't have to be in the Portland area. As long as they got broadband access, they're connected absolutely solidly, because most of this is computer-generated stuff anyway. I guess my concern here, because OHSU has spent considerable amount of time and several years in this development, and now we're going to have a state agency doing something that another quasi-state agency is already fully invested in. I'm not sure that's the proper way to go.
If I could just, I think that's a fair point, Representative Cruz, but I will say that OHSU helped us with this legislation and is fully supportive of it.
And don't see them here.
Thank you. Representative Johnson?
Thank you. Representative Hess, Representative Cruz, I think, opened a kind of interesting issue, and it's one that concerns me, given that some of the recruiting may require an extreme level of expertise. In the conversations that you've had with OHSU, was that ever discussed to make sure that a state agency not thoroughly conversant in the subtleties or the nuances of recruiting scientists or knowing what kind of package that they'd have to come with? Did that ever come up?
Well, like I said, OHSU was supportive of this, and when we, there, you know, my testimony doesn't go into the reams of files and details that I have in here. And for example, I never got into biotherapeutic molecules or monoclonal antibodies, the promised silver bullets in all of this. But I think they have some people in that agency who do speak that language and who do talk to the OHSU people all the time about this.
Thank you.
Representative Butler.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Just a couple of questions to members at this dais. I'd like Representative King's response, how he feels the Oregon Council for Knowledge and Economic Development may tie into this particular opportunity. I'd like Representative Johnson to respond how I know that she serves on a task force, Oregon Opportunities Task Force, which is involved in directly some of this activities. I think we're putting together another task force that has direct responsibility. So I would like to have some response, if I may, as to how we see some of the existing task force and commissions and councils working this.
Representative King, do you want
to... I'll try and answer without hitting the microphone.
Thank you.
I think that you know, really is fair insight that the Council for Knowledge and Economic Development is dealing with a broad range of topics. But I think the two areas of the strongest focus will be how do we keep our high-tech industry strong, not only today, but into the economy of 2020, the next-generation economy. The other area is in exactly what we're talking about here in the biosciences, and that is a very strong, very high-level committee chaired by the founder of Pixel. The founder of Sequent is on it. Intel is represented, and then on the support staff is Chancellor Cox and President Risser. So it's got a really strong support group. So I think that it's fair to say, well, gee, are we being redundant? On the other hand, that this is something that is an area that is clearly a priority for that group, but that this organization is able to go into more and greater depth, and I think it could be an entity that needs to be able to work with that group. Hopefully the group would be able to, both groups would be able to figure out the best ways to be symbiotic and work with each other and not cross over excess trails, but get more work done in the most important places, because that plate of that council is very full and the timeline is very short.
Thank you, Representative King. Representative Johnson.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I think the question poses a very provocative one, and I think there is the possibility for overlap. I'm delighted to see a representative of the university come in and be able to get them on the record. I think that the Oregon Opportunity Group is focused largely on that particular piece of the university's business, but I am quite concerned about the possibility of parallel operations with no communication between them. Mm-hmm. I think that Representative Cruz has raised an issue that would profit from some clarification by representatives of the university as well.
Mr. Chair, just follow up to that, if I may. And I do have a concern that we have task force who have largely some of the same folks from the university system, from the OECD, which is part of the knowledge-based economic development program that Representative King said. And then I guess I would quiz why it is that I recognize that the production of biotechnology and pharmaceutical products is important, and I know that we stand a pretty good chance of being able to procure something like that, but I'm wondering why this is not directed towards all levels of pharmaceuticals, including even the related I had developed some language here to embrace a broad spectrum of industries that include research, development, that produce or manufacture and are based in biology and life sciences, including biotechnology, bioagriculture, pharmaceuticals, nutraceuticals, biodiagnostics, related biomedical devices, all of which appear, and we already have a group that are involved in environmental bioremediation and research agents, and why is it that we're limiting it only to the development of facilities capable of producing biotechnology and pharmaceutical products?
The reason, Representative Butler, is because people who have studied this in an association called the Oregon Bioscience Advancement Committee have looked at this and saw that there actually is a place for opportunity, and it is these specialized bioscience manufacturing facilities that are analogous to a chip plant. They cost about somewhere between $500 million and $1 billion to produce. And Oregon, as I testified to, is in a situation to take advantage of that opportunity if we act strategic about it, if we put the good seal of a housekeeping seal approval of the state of Oregon behind it, and facilitate some of the efforts that are being underway now. And this isn't just something that I came up with on my own. This is something that's been studied by PhDs, by OHSU, and they have found this opportunity. They've targeted it, and I just think it makes a lot of sense for our state to come together and oversee this and coordinate the strategies to try and land one of these facilities. That's really all this does.
Well, just comment. I appreciate that comment, and I think that there is a group called the Oregon Bioscience and Medical Technology Alliance that has been trying to work on this for a number of years, and I hope that this is the information which they've provided. But I look at this and see this as another study that's being done, which parallels and many aspects parallels some of the other studies and task force which are ongoing. I'd really like to stop studying something, get something done, and get some jobs. Really would. I commend you for heading that direction.
Representative Cruz, do you have a follow-up for this particular branch of discussion here? There are two down here who are waiting for the question.
Well, it's a follow-up to my previous thing.
Go ahead.
And I guess I had some conversations, and I think we're okay on this. I guess what I would like from you, Representative Haas, is a commitment that you will use your good graces with the governor to try to ensure that a representative of OHSU is one of his appointees to this group, just to make sure we don't have disconnects with what they're doing and the direction this is going, because there's clearly overlap and clearly both pieces benefit from the other.
Representative Cruz, it's a deal, although you're assuming I have some good graces.
Well, probably more than me.
Thank you. Representative Bates.
I just want to make a quick comment about this. We are looking at a revolution in how we treat patients in the next 15 to 20 years, and that's what this is really all about. the potential change from basically treating people with chemicals or treating them with biological weapons, so to speak. Not biological terror weapons, but biological weapons that work in our favor is huge. That industry is just getting off the ground, and most of those plants at this point, as far as I know, have been either in Denver or other cities. We've not done the job here of doing more than some basic research and then following up with getting the plants built here that might take advantage of this for organ workers. We don't know how big that's going to be, but it potentially is as big a change in our personal lives and how we practice medicine as the personal computer was to businesses. It could be that big. And it's in its infancy. And if we're going to have another Silicon Valley, and it's going to be in biotech this time, I'd like to have that one in Oregon. There's no reason it can't happen here, but it won't happen. We just hope it'll happen. And that's why this task force, which to a certain degree is limited and may have some overlap, is looking at a big enough issue that you need to be focused on that. I don't think it's something that another task force can take care of that's broad spectrum. You need to be very tight on this and try to bring that technology back into Oregon and keep it here. And it is something that will go across the state. I mean, there's some work being done at Southern. There's a forensic lab that's international in Ashland. OIT has a program going. And they're all coordinating with OHSU, and that's obviously what's going to happen. But they can coordinate with the rest of the state. But I think that what we may be underestimating here is the potential size of this thing. It is mammoth as far as the state is concerned. If we can bring those kind of technologies here and those kind of plants into our state.
Yeah.
Okay? Thank you.
Representative March, did you have a question?
Actually, no. I was just going to make a comment, Mr. Chair, and that was the question was raised about expertise available to the department, and I think that's clear in on page 2, identify the manner in which schools, state, and local agencies and state programs can be used to encourage and facilitate. So I see the department is going out and using the expertise when they need it.
Okay, thank you. Representative Hayden.
Mr. Chairman, I have a question or two to ask, but I wonder if it would be possible to have the OHSU representative join Mr. Haas.
Sure, that would be fine.
Okay. One follow-up, if I can, Mr. Chair. To Representative Cruz's point, I think this is the same as the amendment you had, that the task forces will be appointed by not just the governor, but some House and Senate appointees as well. So I think that... Which ensure that there will be some OHSU.
Well, the Senate President and the Speaker appoint legislators. The Governor appoints the other members.
Okay, is that what your version
does?
Yeah. We had an earlier draft. And to me, this not only does what the bill says, but I think it also sends out a message to the people of the state that we're serious about economic development, particularly in this industry. And I think that's a message that will cross our state borders too. So, thank you very much.
Sure. Thank you. All right. You'd introduce yourself for the record, please.
Sure. Thank you. My name is Brian Behringer, for the record, with Oregon Health and Science University. I'm the Director of Government Relations up there. And as far as just clarifying where OHSU is on this amendment, and I apologize for catching bits and pieces of the discussion, but we discussed this with Representative Haas and a few others last fall about the idea about sort of creating a task force and going in this direction. And at the time, we were fine with the idea. We actually have a seat on the Oregon Bioscience Advisory Committee that Representative Haas mentioned. And we've been discussing their plans with recruiting a production facility to the state. And basically what I see this as, just as a quick glimpse, in 3 A, B, and C, where the task force has its direction, A is the section dealing with recruiting a specialized bioscience manufacturing facility, which is something that's a little bit different from what the Oregon opportunity is aimed at. This is, I think Representative Haas used a great example of, this is sort of the chip production facility, and where we're more focused on sort of the development of the science and the chips, and then after developing new science then and carrying that out to market, which is kind of referenced in B, which is where I think we're going to agree that we need to probably be in constant discussion. Then C is really the other key that I see sort of different from what we're doing, and that is identifying the manner in which schools and state and local agencies can participate. And we see that as sort of, at the community college level as well as other areas, training the new workforces for the production facility and facilities of that like. So it is a little bit different. I do agree that coordination does need to happen. We have been coordinated and consulted early on in this process. We were fine with it. We see it as a piece that can fit in nicely, but it is a different piece from what we're working on. So
thank you. Representative Hayden.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Turning to page 2, line 4. And before I ask the question, let me ask that question. Pharmaceutical development and research, I understand, is enormously expensive with many, many failures for every profitable success. Will the state be at risk in any manner for any significant expense of the huge costs of developing pharmaceuticals?
From this task force's position, I think that's a question for Representative Haas, because I'm not sure how the task force is going to handle that.
Mr. Chairman, would Representative Haas be willing to put something on the record here?
Representative Hayden, I couldn't see how a task force could incur that kind of liability.
Okay. I have some working knowledge of what pharmaceuticals are. And my son is a physician with a graduate degree in biomedical engineering, but I'm not exactly sure what biotechnology encompasses. Could someone give me the parameters of that so I'd have a better understanding of what that is?
Biotechnology encompasses a lot of different things. What we're focusing on with the Oregon Opportunity at OHSU, and that might be a little bit different from what the task force is focusing on, is putting ourselves in a position to capitalize on the recent gains with the completion of the Human Genome Project. Now that we've sort of mapped the genome, now the next process is to go through and find out what the gears are and find out how everything fits together and how it works. And to do that, you're going to take the science, the bio part, and you're going to need to map enormous amounts of data, which is the technology part. You're going to need to amazing amounts of speed and computer data processing equipment to be able to compare which genes are turned on and turned off. And I'm really out on a limb here as far as what my expertise is. It'd be better if I could bring one of our scientists in. But that's basically what biotech is. And the part we're focusing on is the part called functional genomics. And that's the next part of the Human Genome Project. And that's finding out what these genes do and how we can, find ways to cure, maladies and disease.
Follow up, Mr. Chairman.
Follow up.
Well, it sounds fascinating, and I'd surely like to know a lot more about it, and I haven't really been exposed to this, but so have you pretty well covered the parameters of what we'd be dealing with, pharmaceuticals and mapping the human genome, which I understand vaguely from Reader's Digest. Would there be more beyond that?
Mr. Chair, Representative Hayden, it's all, if I understand your question, it's all sort of tied in together. So we'll take the map that we have now, and it's like if you were to open up the hood of your car and you finally knew where all the pieces were, but you don't know what the pieces do. And so now we need to take those engine pieces and find out exactly how they interconnect and what they do. And once we find that out and how they relate to disease, then we're hoping to find cures for those diseases.
Mr. Chairman. Would any of this research involve stem cell research?
Mr. Chair, Representative Hayden, I think that depends on the federal government right now as far as federally funded research. So, not to dodge your question, but I think the federal government's going to sort of direct which way universities like ourselves is going to study that.
Mr. Chairman. Getting into the human genotype studies, would any of this research involve cloning, human cloning?
Mr. Chair, Representative Hayden, once again, I think the federal government's going to set the guidelines on that. At this point in time, I don't think there's any place in the United States that's working on human cloning because of the federal ban, and that includes OHSU. And so the federal government, it's my understanding, will set the policy on that.
Mr. Chairman?
Representative.
Would anyone testifying on this bill state for the record that that would not be part of the mission of this task force?
Representative, I'll state what the words are, and it is identify and study opportunities for promoting the development by private parties of specialized bioscience manufacturing facilities. We're just looking for to target an opportunity that does exist for bioscience companies to manufacture their product mass production and employs hundreds of people in the chip facility that may cost somewhere between $0.5 and $1 billion.
Thank you. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Certainly, Representative Cruz.
Thank you. I guess this gets into a somewhat sensitive area, but I guess it could be if we are reproducing a human genome, some could say we're into cloning, and it depends on definition, and I'd hate to pin us down to the point where we aren't going to that sort of thing, because clearly that's the sort of thing that needs to happen. I mean, one of the ways we deal with these diseases is by replacement, you know, eradication, replacement, that sort of thing. So the traditional sense of reproducing new human beings, I can't see us going there, but let's not get trapped into the quote-unquote cloning argument, because clearly that's going to be decided at the federal level. And just one other curiosity question, Mr. Chair. How many mainframes do we have capable of running these computations?
Mr. Chair, Representative Cruz, surprisingly, we have what is called microarray, and I'd love to have one of our scientists show you exactly how they process all the data from the Human Genome Project. It is capable of running it. I couldn't tell you how many we have, how many of the machines we have, or what the schedule is for that, but it is a very interesting process.
And the reason for that question is I have, a couple of years ago, I was down at Scripps, and their mainframe's a rather impressive critter down there, and those things don't come cheap, I know that.
Thank you for the questions or comments. Representative Bates.
Just real quickly again, Mr. Chair, there are questions, of course, in biotechnology as far as some social issues are concerned, whether it be stem cells, whether it be a cloning. But it cuts both ways. The work right now going on in stem cells, and we're having some success in it, is finding some stem cells in adults' blood or bone marrow, so that embryos are not involved. And that's the kind of work that could go on that would actually eliminate a social problem for us. The kind of things I would look for from this task force and what you would be doing is identifying pieces of the genome that predict breast cancer. That's also something that's going on. A way to monitor people's blood glucose without having to put needles in them, and that's a part of technology that's going on right now also. New defibrillators that we implant in people's heart to keep them alive so they don't defibrillate and die. There's a host of others. OHSU started some of this a long time ago with something called the STAR valve. I don't know if you ever heard of that or not. Dr. Starr worked there and produced a heart valve that was really a breakthrough 25 or 30 years ago, and still a lot of people have it in my practice walking around their chest right now. Those are the kind of issues that this task force should be focusing on, and then how to not just do the research at OHSU or across the state, but take the next step, which is manufacturing them here. Because those STAR valves, I do not believe, are manufactured in Oregon. They're manufactured somewhere else, and nobody else had the jobs, and we didn't get them here, and then we re-imported them to put them into hearts in Medford. I would just soon got them out of Portland, frankly, and had jobs for Oregonians doing that. So OHSU needs an opportunity to make that next step, which is the actual manufacturing. I believe that's what this is aimed at. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you, committee, and thank you, panel. Appreciate your testimony tonight. All right. We're in work session on House Bill 4026, and we have the -2 amendments before us. I'd be happy to take...
Mr. Chair, I move the -2 amendment to House Bill 4026.
Representative Cruz moves the -2 amendments to House Bill 4026. Do we have any discussion?
Mr. Chairman.
Representative Hayden.
Mr. Chairman, it sounds fascinating. I'd like to learn a lot more about it, but at the moment my knowledge is so limited, I would not feel comfortable voting yes on this amendment. However, should the amendment survive, I will vote yes on the bill.
Thank you, Representative Hayden. Further discussion? Okay, thank you. Linda, if you'd call the roll, please, on the amendment.
Representative
Stace?
Yes.
Representative
Butler?
Yes.
Representative
Hayes?
No.
Representative Johnson?
Aye.
Representative King?
Aye.
Representative Snell?
Aye.
Representative Cruz?
Aye.
Representative March?
Aye.
Chair Wilson?
Votes aye. Motion carries.
Chair.
Representative Cruz.
We need the dash ones also?
No.
Oh, we don't. Okay. Chair, I move House Bill 4026 as amended to the floor with a due pass recommendation.
Representative Cruz moves House Bill 4026 as amended to the floor with a due pass recommendation. Do we have a discussion? Any objections? Carries. All right, thank you.
Mr. Chair?
Representative King.
I just really appreciate that we have just passed a bipartisan bill to the floor, and I think that that shows progress.
Terrific. Volunteer carrier?
Be glad to.
Representative King will carry. All right, we'll close the work session on House Bill 4026. I will open a work session on LC-10-1. Actually, I'm opening a work session for the possible introduction of committee bills, and before you, you have LC-10-1. Committee, I'd like you to take a moment to look at that. This is the latest iteration of term limits. Pay special attention to Section 34, lines 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10.
Mr. Chair?
Representative King.
I regret to inform you that not all of us knew that we had another bill there, so I don't have what you're looking at.
HGR 77?
It's
on the top of mine.
Thank you.
Mr. Chair?
Representative Cruz?
I move the introduction of LC-10-1.
Thank you. Representative Cruz moves the introduction of LC-10-1. Do we have discussion? Any objections?
Objection.
Okay, it shall be introduced. Thank you. Committee, we are waiting, and time out for just a moment. We are waiting for the ballot title. It's going to accompany this, and if they're on schedule, it should be within 5 minutes.
Very much so.
If you would just stand aside here, we'll